Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your hosts, David Von Strong and Leslie M. Scott Jones. And now, well, here's Leslie.
Well, good morning. In this rainy, disgusting Sunday morning. Yeah, we don't know where David is. I guess he...
Where the heck's David?
I don't know. I don't know. I got a message that he was running a little late and he would be here. So he will probably like burst in here in like a minute and a half and be like, what? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you the message I got. That's what I got. That's what I got. That's all I got.
Well, that's great because it's always fun to provide the level of reliability and professionalism that people have grown to expect on this show.
Hey, you know, if they know us, they know that we are human, we are fallible, and that we forgive.
Ah.
Okay. We forgive.
I didn't know about the third
we,
part.
We I just added that.
Did you?
Today.
You just threw that in.
Yeah. Right. You know. Just for, you know, giggles.
All right. Okay. I'll have to put that on my list because I didn't have that first.
You know, we leave space for people to be fallible. That's what we do here at Homegrown.
I've heard your rants. I don't think there's much space for people to be fallible.
All right, well.
But I'm open to it.
You know, I'm trying to grow over here.
I'm open to that.
I'm trying to grow and as a human being.
I am here
to support. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here to support that growth.
Okay.
I am so
you
on
know,
your side.
Growth. You know.
That's good. That's good.
I'm trying. You know.
Growing in the new, more mature.
Yes.
Charlottesville.
Yes. Apparently very rainy, Charlottesville. I don't like rain.
Why don't you like rain?
I don't, because all it makes me want to do is sleep.
Yeah, and that's not a bad
thing. Because it's rainy and it, like, I just want to stay in bed. And
It's like the cheap legal narcotic then.
I guess so. Maybe I should like it more. I don't know. It goes against that thing that I have that says I always have to be doing seven things at once.
Oh.
So it just upsets my...
Learn to be still.
Yes. Hey, I left space for people to be fallible. That's that's as far as I'm going.
Baby steps, baby. Baby steps.
You know, one at a time. One at a time,
you don't want to do too much personal
right.
growth at once.
Right. That could, you know...
Things get unbalanced.
I could get scared or something.
Sometimes. The personal growth metastasizes.
It could.
You don't want to get a personal growth cancer. The personal growth tumor. That's just bad.
That's bad.
So, yeah.
Baby steps. All right.
4 minutes past the hour. It's Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art. Welcome, people. 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Hey, why don't we grow into our first guest?
Yes, let's do that. And talk about the cancer that she's fighting.
Welcome, Amelia L. Williams. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm good. Yeah, it is kind of a cancer. And I guess I'm kind of responding to it with a fabric cancer. Can you have a metastasized,
A metastasized artwork?
It's going to be incredibly long. That's what I'm hoping.
Oh.
Many, 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 many contributors.
A metastasization of artistic protest.
Of scrap fabric.
Hey, I like that.
Who knew?
So you have been engaged for the last 4 years in works of artistic protest concerning the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline. And you're currently, and you're here with your latest incarnation, but so just in case people don't know, can you take a moment to tell them about one, the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline, and two, the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline?
Yes. So both of these are proposed, I like to call them fracked gas.
This is David, by the way.
Hello!
We did it already,
baby.
We did it already. We didn't do it, but we continued. and the
without hi, Charlottesville. Dave Von Strutt, aka the Devious One, aka the Imperious Trucker, aka the Eagle Swallow, aka Black Frodo.
Okay,
trying to get to the darkness. All
right. Sorry,
I'm sorry, yeah. Amelia.
Hi.
Hey,
so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you too.
I'm a goofball, so it got really loud in here.
This is cool.
I'm just letting you know.
The proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline and the proposed Mountain Valley Pipeline.
Yeah, pipelines to transport fracked gas, or what I like to call unnatural gas, coming down from the Marcellus Shale through Virginia. Gas not needed, plenty of existing capacity and existing pipelines. Gas not for Virginia, not for Virginians. Pipelines to go through 600 miles, well, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which I'm more familiar with, 600 miles or so through historically African-American community at Union Hill in Buckingham with a toxin-spewing compressor station. Noise 24/7. The pipeline itself proposed to go through the Monongahela National Forest, George Washington National Forest, across the Appalachian Trail, through the farms of people who are tapping sugar maples, running an organic farm. It's
so all the good stuff about Virginia.
Destroy people's lives.
Yeah.
All the good stuff about Virginia.
All the stuff that we ride through and look through our passenger side door while we're going to our destinations.
Absolutely. Beautiful
gently
Nelson
rolling foothills.
County, you know, tourist destination for all of Charlottesville. So ruination, scandalous, as Reverend Barber said in Buckingham, a ripoff, as Al Gore said. So art in protest of this monstrosity. And the other one, the Mountain Valley Pipeline.
So where does braiding come in to that?
So, you know, I got the idea through a number of different places. First of all, one of the affected landowners in Nelson County had been given by a friend of hers who's an artist in Norfolk what she called a sacred braid, which it had prayers and blessings woven into it at a women's gathering on an Earth Day back in the 80s. And this artist, whose name is Tess Amoruso, gave the braid to her friend and said, you're going to need this for your land.
Right.
And so she told me about that, and I thought, well, that's really interesting. And then I was up in upstate New York at the Corning Museum of Glass, and I saw a work there that is made by an American glass artist who works in South Africa, and she works in communities where beading has been a traditional craft for, you know, centuries. And she pays...
You said beading, like with beads.
Making things
I
with
misheard
beads.
That. And it was just like...
I don't even know what... I don't even want to know what you heard.
As opposed to the LAPD... Where
no.
They have a different type of beating.
No.
That's their
not
favorite.
That.
No, David. That's the Chicago PD.
Right.
I mean, that's the New York PD.
I mean,
that's the St. Louis PD.
No, that's Atlanta.
That's the Detroit PD.
I think. Anyway.
Go on,
DC. Charlottesville?
No.
Anyway. Yes.
Okay. Making beaded jewelry and other crafts. And so she made a work of glass beads that's called the Beaded Mile. And it took a community of women whom she pays through grants and stuff for their labor, because, you know, the labor of art is often not valued. Right?
Oh, amen.
Especially women's
art. We don't talk about that at all here on Homegrown.
Yeah. So anyway, this piece is amazing. It's called the Beaded Mile. It's a mile long rope.
Whoa. Wow.
So that inspired me, and I thought, community making art together, maybe my next piece should be somehow community-based and community-sourced. So what can I get people to do that's easy that everybody knows how to do? I thought, well, everybody has scrap fabric lying around. My other works, I've always only wanted to use recycled materials, materials that were donated to me, things that are of the earth, wood, jute fiber, stuff like that, nothing that's made out of plastic or fossil fuels. So I wanted to do the same for this. So I... You know, that and Tess and Jill's braid made me think of braiding. So that's where I came up with it.
Cool. So you're having a social braiding workshop. The Virginia Student Environmental Coalition and Right Climate at UVA Cabell Hall today at 2 p.m., right?
Yes, that's right. It's in New Cabell, room 232.
Okay, and so and then you're having it again at Rapunzel's Coffee and Books on the 19th.
Rapunzel's!
And again on the 27th at Spitzer Arts Center in Harrisonburg.
Yes.
Awesome.
And there are DIY instructions on my website, too. So anyone can make one of these braids, and I will come and fetch it from you. You can get it to me. We can figure out who we know in common, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are making DIY ones as well. And I know there's a group down at Virginia Tech that's making some. There's a group of young people, tweens, at a local church who are making some. I'm going to pick them up this afternoon.
Oh, cool.
So I have so far run 8 workshops, mm-hmm. Including with Wild Virginia, with Writer House mm-hmm. in Charlottesville, with Grace Episcopal Church in Massey's Mill. So I'm trying to, you know, get out there and source these braids from anyone who's willing to make one for me.
Right.
And so far I have 87. I did a count last night.
Wow.
So we're going to be to 100 braids by the time I make the installation in Stanton. So I'm really excited.
Okay. And so the final installation will go up when?
It goes up May 3rd. So the opening is Friday, May 3rd, the first Friday mm-hmm. in Stanton. And it'll be up for the entire month of May.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, there will be 2 making workshops, one on a weekend afternoon and one on a weekday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So people can come in and make a braid and watch me attach it to the whole
Oh, very
piece.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
I don't have the dates for those in my head.
That's okay.
They'll be posted.
Segue. I was looking at the dates, and I don't know if you personally came up with the term eco-artivist. Is that what it was? It was like
eco-artist.
Eco-artist with a dash of activism. I would say I would consider this being
yes,
active.
It is.
And towards a goal.
Yeah.
Towards a mindset. When did you first start doing this work, or at least first like get the fire to start putting yourself into the art that you make in terms of political awareness and something that is because usually art is about them. Artists write about themselves and draw about themselves. Like, when did you decide to turn it outward and start putting it towards a goal and towards a purpose?
So, you know, it's been a progression. And I would say my first work of eco-activism, and the phrase that I use is put art in your arsenal, right?
Mm.
It's one of the weapons we can use. It happened when the place where I live was threatened by the pipeline, right?
Oh,
so
right.
It was personal. So I can't say I had an ecological awareness of unnatural gas infrastructure in mm-hmm. our country at the time. It was just that the beautiful piece of land that I live on, which is a communal property, it's shared by many people, mm-hmm. owned in common, and it's 500 acres in beautiful Nelson County.
Right.
And they were going to put a mile of this pipeline through that property.
Mm.
And we got organized fast
yeah.
in Nelson County and mm-hmm. started going door to door, and I didn't do that work. I can be a little shy. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? And I had read about a project of a guy up in Canada who had copyrighted the top 6 inches of the soil on his land.
Yes.
He was so tired.
I read about that.
Of the oil and gas companies coming through and mm-hmm. tearing up his land. And he is a big installation sculptor, okay? I don't do that kind of work. And I, you know, Googled it as much as I could. And I thought, well, there's no precedent in our
right.
copyright law for a lawsuit based on that. But I thought, well, can't hurt, might help, right?
Right.
So I'm going to make some works of art that are so local that their meaning is derived from the exact position in the landscape.
Yeah.
And if you move it, if someone says, well, we don't want to mess up your work of art with our pipeline, just put it over there or put it in a museum. Mm. No, because that takes away from the meaning of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, I'm primarily a poet, so I had already written a lot of poems that were based in actual locations on this property because mm-hmm. it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got streams, it's got a pond, it's got wildflowers. So I took those poems and I said, well, I'm going to put these poems inside some installation that's related to where the poem sprang from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. So I made a trail of about 16 pieces, and they were all like in the hollows of the trees. Some of them were hanging from trees. And then I made a map of the trail, and then I copyrighted the pieces. I registered them with the U.S. Copyright Office.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the start, 2014. But then the pipeline path was moved off of that property.
Right.
Which is good, but I wanted, then I had learned so much more about why it was devastating, and I didn't want this just to be a NIMBY project.
Right, right, right.
I don't want it on other people's land either. It's not right for this project to happen.
Yeah.
So I started to make other ones. I mean, I took mine and turned it into a book with poetry, and I sell it to benefit Wild Virginia.
Okay.
But other landowners approached me and said, we'd like one of these. Will mm-hmm. you make one for us? And I said, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I made one in Bath County on a beautiful property that has this amazing ridgeline with old growth trees
Ooh.
Called Miracle Ridge. Mm. And I made a couple more in Nelson County. One of them, all of the pieces are based on children's toys and building houses and structures. So there's a fairy house and there's a Lincoln log house, because the pipeline there was going to run right through the children's treehouse and right next to their bedroom.
Oh my God.
So, and I made another one in collaboration with a woman who had the idea of making sound. So we made soundscapes.
Ooh.
And I made a glass mobile called the Glass Harmonium, and so anyway, that's how it started.
That's awesome.
We're gonna find out how it continues. Amelia Wick Williams, eco artist and poet, back with Homegrown. This is a drop. Drop.
Hey, Charlottesville.
I'm Flora Lark.
And I'm Jonah Noel.
And we are the Fire Tigers.
This is Homegrown,
your show about local art,
on 94.7 WPVC,
the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
Okay, how did that sound?
Should we try it again?
I was a little hesitant.
Yeah. So say it a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
94.7 WPVC.
Okay.
WPVC. WPVC.
Okay. Third time's charm. We're ready.
Yeah. Hey, Charlottesville.
It's 20 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to / watching Homegrown, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. Finally here. That's Leslie. Clinton on the boards. Amelia Williams. Eco, artist, and poet.
It's okay, David. We left space for you to be fallible and be late.
CPT time, baby.
That was my that was my idea. I just want you to know.
I appreciate it. It's about time you open the show every now and then. Getting tired of you floating in here like Robin Quivers, just sitting in the back. Need to play your part.
I'll play my part.
All right.
I got you.
50%.
I got you.
Amelia Williams. No, because I pause, and I'm mad at Clinton because I was like, do you want to do a drop now? And it's like, no, that's fine. And then we started getting into the heat of things, and the heat of conversation.
And then
like,
he says, let's do a drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, let's just wrap right here.
Five minutes later, I told you, it's drop in like 5 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Boys.
But I'm really, really interested to know more about like what you're planning to do with all this, because all of the work that you're doing, because this is work. I mean people might be like, yeah, it's paperwork, but you have like just enough to like just go to the office and like file the paperwork is just like work enough. And
yeah,
it just like shows
copyright paperwork is no joke.
And it shows diligence, and it shows drive. So it's like I'm really interested to know where else this leads to, and what the final goal is, if there is a final goal, and if you plan on pushing towards eco artists and eco activism through this.
Yeah, thank you. Well, so there's two different things. So the ones that are outdoor installations, I guess the goal has been those have provided an opportunity for groups and organizations to bring people to the lands that are threatened and also have something else to look at.
Yeah,
right?
Have something to show them.
So, so you know, Wild Virginia have taken up the opportunity to bring people out and say, and in addition to walking on this beautiful land and seeing the hills and the trees, there's this art installation. And so I talk about it and I talk about the copyright. So that's a sort of, those have provided a publicity opportunity, I guess. And in the long run, they may be used in a lawsuit if an eminent domain taking happens.
Right.
We don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Perchance.
Hopefully not. The indoor one, which is these braids, after they are shown as an art installation, my hope is that this enormous, long thing will be carried in demonstrations, can be used to wrap around something that we want to protect.
Mm.
It will be available for people to use.
God, FCC not mandated phrase.
Oh, no.
So can I, this is so fascinating to me. This is so fascinating to me because we've had artists come in before who, especially ever since Trump has been elected, we've had artists, and some may even wonder if we actually look for such artists intentionally, who have been motivated by political concerns, by social economic message or motivations, and have had that fuel their art. And art is certainly a vehicle for expression. And so it makes sense that if you have opinions, that if you have things that you want to say, that you can say those in your art. It seems that this is really different, though. The idea of art as a tool of activism, an art that will actually have a purpose, an art that can actually make an effect that will stop something, will change something. That seems different. Could you speak to that possibly?
I feel like I'm not as expert in the history of this as I ought to be now. So I have a lot more learning to do because I think there's a long history of the use of art in protest. First of all, making music, you know, there's a long history there. There's also, and I don't know how old this is, but the carrying of puppets, the making of large objects that can be something visual in a protest, I mean, that's been done before, too. So one of the most interesting things that I found out about is the biannual Split This Rock Poetry Festival in Washington, D.C. I'm not going to be able to remember the tagline of the festival now, but it's basically a social justice and protest poetry festival, and it's amazing. So I went to it 2 years ago. A friend of mine in Charlottesville, Patsy Asuncion, who's also a poet and a DJ.
We love Patsy.
Yeah, Patsy is fabulous, and she put together a panel, so I was on the panel, and I went up there to Split This Rock, and that is a whole world of poets who are working into their poetry their feelings about political issues, about racial issues, about environmental issues, about, you know, the fat is a feminist issue, you know, women's oppression, LGBTQ, you name it, and yeah, it's powerful.
But do you think there's a difference between, or maybe not, maybe it's just, maybe this is a distinction that I'm putting in that shouldn't be. Do you think there's a difference between just expressing views and coming up with art that's actually going to do something? Like, is there a difference between John Lennon singing, "Hey, give peace a chance," and John Lennon singing, you know, "We've got to let him free," that actually gets somebody out of jail?
So what I like is the powerful combination of the two. So all of my pieces have had a poem in them or with them. And with this one, too, I haven't got my personal poem yet. It's in draft, but it takes me a long time to write my stuff. But people have been weaving in messages into their braids. People have been writing. I suggested that people connect a pocket from a shirt or pair of pants or something into their braids, and folks have been doing that. So, and there's
also specifically request. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you specifically request used and or recycled material that can be biodegradable and compostable or what have you, but that can break down and that has some type that has had rather some type of value to you.
Yeah, it's had another life. So either if you bring the fabric of your, the fabric of your life tells a powerful story. So if people bring material, you know, this was my child's comforter, this is my partner's work shirt, whatever. That's cool. Also, people have been using scrap fabric that's been donated to me, but they're choosing the colors or the textures for reason, and I'm asking them to write about that on this story form that they're producing and talk about what it is that they want to protect with their braid. So there's a story aspect to the project as well. Yeah.
This is really great. I'm also interested in the fact that the original braid that gave you this idea was something that was prayed over and blessed and given to someone to protect her land. So, the fact that you're weaving stories into it and telling the story of each piece of the braid along with telling the story of saving this land is really amazing, and using art to do it. It's one of the most powerful things that we can do.
And I think the story is powerful. I think the messaging and the thought process behind it is powerful. And I think to speak to what Clinton is saying, that those poetries that you've heard probably fueled, again, the fire in you creating the installation, the idea, the conceptualization of it, and making it happen. So I think that when we hear the pain and the stories of everybody else, it causes people to act and do things that they thought they probably never would have or could have done. So I say thank you, Amelia Williams. And I hope to see you on Homegrown when you're on MSNBC and this all blows up.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hashtag no pipeline.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. All right. Cool. All right.
So guess we got a list of stuff.
We got a list. Oh, stuff. Oh, we always got a list of stuff going on. Because of Charlottesville, and y'all always be doing stuff.
Right.
So here's just some of the assisting events happening this week. Catch these art exhibits until April 30th. Rich Tarbles. I know. I apologize.
You're so loud.
I'm so boisterous. Rich Tarbles. Rich Tarbles, photography exhibit. It's a music town. Exploring the sights, the sounds, and the stories of Charlottesville in the modern rock era. Presented by the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society. Made possible by a donation from Hunter Smith at Champion Brewing Community. Or company, rather. Running at the City Space. All right. UVA students Alden Meyer and Liza Wimbish opened their photography exhibit, A Place to Call, at the Writer House. Michael Fitz and Megan Reed have Objectify, their joint exhibit of their photorealistic style of painting at Second Street Gallery. And retired UVA medieval art professor exhibits her patterned images, the results of photography and Photoshop, at New Dominion Bookshop. Painter Ken Horn and sculptor Robert Strinney at New City Welcome Arts Gallery. These are all of the art exhibits running until April 30th here in the New Charlottesville. Currently running through April 28th, The Book of Whale at Live Arts Theater. I got my tickets Friday. Shout out to Andy Davis. I love you, homie.
I can't wait to see him on stage.
That's my white brother from another mother. I love you dearly. Last chance, the Persimmon Tree Players present Out of Sight, Out of Murder at the Carysbrook Performing Arts Center in Fork Union. Last chance, Hello Dolly. Oh, man, Hello Dolly.
No.
We got to talk about that. Oh, at Fork County Plans, it's probably sold out. Probably.
But you can go get on their waiting list, beg really hard. Someone might not show up. There's a lot of windows you can crawl through. I mean, make it happen. April 17th through June 9th, the American Shakespeare Center's current traveling troupe returns from the hand of time towards the Blackfriars Theater in Stanton to perform The Antigone by Sophocles, 16 Winters, or The Bear's Tale by Mary Elizabeth Hamilton and The Comedy of Errors, and The Winter's Tale by Shakespeare, or... like, do they flip a coin and choose which ones they do? Anyway, April 17th, Fun for the Young with Amy Hunt at UVA's Freeland Museum of Arts, arts-related story time, while museum docents encourage kids to engage with museum exhibitions. April 18th through the 26th, the UVA Drama Department presents William Finn's musical, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, you know, the musical, the only musical
right,
about spelling bees.
That one.
At UVA Coba Theater.
Oh my God.
April 18th, UVA Freeland Art Museum docent and former guest June Hines. Can we keep calling her former guest if she hasn't been on in the past like year or so? Yeah. All right. You need to re-up
guest.
Your membership. June Hines.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Just saying. 45 minutes of meditative exploration.
Stop.
Once you're in the family, you're always in the family. Keep reading.
Jeez.
Of meditative exploration. A Freeland art piece is at her Looking Inward Meditative Art Store.
I just wish you could see Clinton's face right now.
You know, you just got to bring him down. April 18th, Second Street Gallery presents an open figure drawing session with exhibiting artist Megan Reed. April 18th, as well, the UVA MFA reading series continues with students Betsy Blair and Olivia Haberman reading their work at New Dominion Bookshop. April 19th, PVCC presents a student art exhibit and Chocolate Chowdown at the V.O. Dickinson Building. That's right, a chocolate chowdown.
I have so much to say about
April 19th,
but I'll keep
New Dominion Bookshop, Charlottesville's reading series presents UVA graduate poet and painter Valencia Robin and UVA professor Deborah Nystrom reading their works, but you might want to change the date because nobody can be at a chocolate chowdown. And here's your music options this week.
Oh my goodness. April 18th, Second Street Gallery presents an open figure. No, that's not it. Sorry. Today, Trees on Fire. I decided to read it over because David messed it up.
What else is new? Keep going.
Today, Trees on Fire's Blake Hunter does an acoustic set with Blake Hunter and friends at the Batesville Market at 1 p.m. Maddie Metcalf at Pippin Hill Farm and Vineyards, also at 1. The Central Virginia Blues Society holds an acoustic jam at Glass House Winery. Patrick Orwell and friends at Albemarle Cider Works at 2:30, and the Charlottesville Municipal Band plays the Dogwood Festival Spring Concert at Piedmont Virginia Community College's V. Earl Dickinson Building at 3:30. Tonight, we have Silo at Dirty Nellie's, King Golden Banshee at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. April 16th, Lewis Smith and friends at Fellini's, the 17th Inning, Indie Pop with Ivan Frolov, Stray Fossa, and Kate Bollinger at Southern Cafe and Music Hall. Open mic night at Dirty Nellie's, LG and friends at the Whiskey Jar, all on the 17th. On the 18th, spring concert by UVA's New Music Ensemble at Old Cowboy Hall. The Curries at the Whiskey Jar, no particular order, at Dirty Nellie's. On the 19th, Maddie Metcalf at Star Hill Brewery and Tap Room. We are Star Children. Hey, Edwina, what's going on, girl? Yeah. Play this week's Fridays After 5 at the Sprint Pavilion. Ow! Gary Randall at Wayland's Crossing Tavern. Blowbirds, a harmonica extravaganza with John
Excuse
Whitlow,
me?
Waverly Myler, and Gary Green at Glasshouse Winery.
Three harmonica greats. Don't bust on that.
I'm not busting on that. I'm
Gary Green. Gary Green, mofo. Gary Green.
I understand. Calm down, Clinton. Calm down.
I'd say he couldn't blow.
Oh, my God. The Curries at Pro Raynata Farm Brewery. And on the 19th, it's another installment of Telemetry, the monthly new music series presented by the UVA McIntyre Department of Music and the Bridge Progressive Arts Initiative. This month, it's Ted Coffey and Travis Thatcher Mice Ensemble and Richmond's Gardener. The Falsies continue their reign of spunk rock at Southern Cafe Music Hall. Sorry, my brain's just going weird places this morning. DJ Groovematic at Rapture, all on the 19th. On the 20th, the Ixhart Park presents the first Busker Fest, calling all street musicians, magicians, acrobats, comedians, and performers of all shapes and sizes to the Festival of Buskers. Okay. Greg Ward plays Proane out of Farm Brewery. Sue Harlow at Albemarle Ciderworks. Day of the Dead All-Stars play The Grateful Dead at Southern Cafe Music Hall. Disco Risque and Peen play the Jefferson Theater. All right, that's on the 20th. Every Sunday, we have Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, the Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. Seafoot, Charles Old, Friends of Old Time Music. Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Tango Music with Miles Pierce and Maddie Metcalf at the Bebedero, baby. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. Onyx Manor at Rapture. Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Umberto Sales at the Bebedero. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. And the Tin Whistle Irish Pub does the traditional Irish session. All right. Yeah. Every Wednesday, we have Mike Krasinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. And every Wednesday and Thursday, Josh Mayo's Open Mic Night at 1221 Market Street and Bachata Fusion at the Rabbit Hole. Every Thursday, Umberto Sales and Vincent Zorn do the Gypsy Rumba at the Bebedero. And every Thursday, John Dearth at Miller's. All right. We're going to go to a drop, and we'll be right back.
Those are some, but not all, of the events. We'll be back. Brandon Lee Banger. This is Homegrown Drop.
This is Jay Warr from Vibe Riot. You listen to 94.7 WPVC, Homegrown, Charlottesville. What up?
38 minutes past the hour if you're just tuning in. You're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC. It's the coffee. The progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. That's Leslie Clinton on the boards. What? Brandon Lee Banger.
Yeah.
In the building.
What's happening? What's happening with y'all, man?
A, why is it taking so long for you to get here?
Right?
And B, how are you?
I'm doing great to answer the second question, but man, I don't know why it took me so long to come here, man. But okay. I'm thankful that I'm finally here, man. Y'all have some good energy this morning, and hey, we're about to rock out this morning.
I was gonna say, well, I guess it's because you dropped this new LP on people.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You on the corner looking like Diddy.
Yeah.
Private jet. I see you.
Right?
Doing big things.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
I love
yes,
it.
Sir. Appreciate it.
So apparently it's taking you around.
Yes, it has been taking me around.
This whole music thing. Talk about it. Where you've been. Where you been since in the Virginia area, where you're going to, how's it treating you, as the life kind of...
David likes to give you 8 questions and then figure out which one you're going to answer.
Oh, how you doing?
That's your plan.
That's how he does it.
Home, my bad. I got a lot of questions.
A Long Way From Home, man, is my first album I dropped. It dropped March 20th on iTunes, Spotify, radio, all the platforms that you can name that supports music. And it has 12 songs, including my hit single, Game All, about my kids. This music has been taking me further than what I imagined in my life, and I'm very thankful for God giving me the opportunity and for the fans that supported me, because they don't have to, but they do, you know? Sure. And I'm very thankful for that. I have been to California for my music. I had 2 hip-hop magazine front cover issues, that's not in the state. I had been to Apollo on tour, which came down to Charlottesville, Virginia, a few years back. I think around my younger teens.
Yeah.
I have done Daily Progress, Seville Weekly, 92.7, which it was once an urban radio station. I have done 101.3, and now on 94.7.
And I love pinnacle.
It. Yeah, he's making
the summit.
Yeah, I'm making a round through the city,
no,
man.
I mean, because... It definitely looks like you got your stuff together.
I
you
do.
Know, you got your press going on right here. You got your camera person in the back. You know, rocking
there
with
you. There you go.
You know, shout out. So, talk about how important it is right now in the social media era for you to have your A&R together, and for you to for the best part look official.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look official, then people will. Respect you as official.
Yeah. You have to have yourself branded out there. It's all about
so
brand.
So talk about that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? My brand is Lee Banger. I separate myself from Brandon and Lee Banger because they're 2 different individuals. Lee Banger is on his game. He has his marketing together. Social media plays a big part in the music industry right now, because back then it's easy to walk up to a label, like if you was in the 70s, the 80s, like what the Temptations do. But now interacting online is more with people is going to business at, like Twitter and Instagram is one of my main platforms.
Yeah.
And it does a good job. You just have to carry yourself as a business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not selling these CDs out the back of your car.
Yeah. That's still good, though.
Who did it is good enough for anybody.
I didn't say that it didn't work. I'm saying that we don't got to do that no more.
Yeah, we don't have to do that. But doing that, it gives you a chance to interact with the people and still be normal.
Absolutely. You know? So you understand the face-to-face
fan value.
Yes, yes.
So with all of the focus that you have to put on the business, is it hard to keep a focus on the art? Or does one help the other? Is one when? Let me back that. Okay. So when is one? When is the business working against the art, and when does the business help the art?
I don't think it never goes against the art. I think it kind of flavors each other, depending on what you're doing at the time. The business part of it, I mean, it's business. Everybody knows the business of the music industry if you're in it. It don't matter if it's music; it could be any type of business. But with the artistry of it. The business kind of directs you in the doors that you can't open by yourself.
Yeah.
Like I have a manager and he's a great manager and also a DJ. And he has been opening so many doors for me, and I'm thankful for having him on my team. And God give me him in my life to guide my career.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, I have done more. I have done a little less. Let me correct that. I have done less, but I have been on radio stations and so forth without him. But he has opened many doors for me in directing my business and which way it should be going to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
If that answers your question.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, okay. So let's play a song.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Let's play a song.
Yeah, okay. let's get them tuned in for
yeah,
this moment.
Yeah, I want to hear some music, all right, man. Yeah.
Cool. Which one is this?
This is Gave My All, man. This is the number one single in the world right now.
Lee Banger.
Lee Banger.
TNT on the beat.
I'ma ball till I fall. Don't forget to tell my son and tell my daughter I did the best I could've did. I only gave it my all to give the world my testimony. Be damned if my kids gonna stall, because they all got my back against the wall. Knowing one day I'ma fall, so I gotta risk it all. Gotta take care of y'all. Knowing one day I'll be gone, so I gotta give my all. Sacrificing my everyday so you won't let a struggle. Growing up in this cold world, remember daddy love you. Had one times when I was hungry and cold nights I couldn't sleep. I was in the city sitting licks so you could eat. And the day that you were born I know I fell in love. Just to hold you in my arms, my daddy never done it. When I was young I made bad choices, but we all do once. Never look down on yourself, don't always go with your gut. Stay in school, always make good grades, always push yourself. Show what you got and don't be scared, always pull yourself.
Okay.
Never wait on no hand, I always made a way. Some friends you made, some will be real, some will fade away. Always love your mother, yeah, and all men ain't dogs. Just remember black is beautiful, not to the law. I pray to God for your happiness and your whole story. And I'm your daddy, and you're my daughter. I support you. I'ma ball till I fall. Don't forget to tell my son and tell my daughter I did the best I could've did. I only gave it my all to give the world my testimony. Be damned if my kids gonna stall, because they all got my back against the wall. Knowing one day I'ma fall, so I gotta risk it all. Gotta take care of y'all. Knowing one day I'll be gone, so I gotta give my all. Pay attention as I teach this lesson to you. I love you equal when you were boy. I gotta put this pressure to you. Sometimes it's harder when you black. And you were male, it makes it tougher. Always respect your mother, cause when you're lonely, she don't hug you. Always remain loyal. Family always first. Making your way to college, the streets don't get what it's worth. Your daddy grew up a hustler, don't make you a hustler too. Never turn on the ones who was down and who stuck with you. And when you lost, pray to God he'll make you comfortable. See, you're my only son, so I'ma have to mold you different. You ain't gotta be like them, it's okay to show you different. You're my baby, when you're older, I'ma treat you like a man. And when you fall, just get back up, cause the world won't hold your hand. Cause word is born, when you need me, just remember what I said. You my heart, you my soul, my little nigga, you my red. I'ma ball till I fall. Don't forget to tell my son and tell my daughter I did the best I could've did. I only gave it my all to give the world my testimony. Be damned if my kids gonna stall, because they all got my back against the wall. Knowing one day I'ma fall, so I gotta risk it all. Gotta take care of y'all. Knowing one day I'll be gone, so I gotta give my all.
This is Jamal Milner, and you're listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC.
47 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC. I'm David. That's Leslie. Clinton on the boards. Lee Banger.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Gave my all.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I love this song.
Ruin it for your kids.
It's very special. It's very touching. You know,
it is.
Go ahead and let those tears out, brother.
You haven't even seen the video.
No, but for real, like
the video. He got both the babies in the video.
And I'm not trying to compare you to Will Smith, but not since Just the Two of Us have I heard a song that like devotes it like to their kids, like specifically. Yeah, I've heard track every now and then.
There's been a lot of talk especially with rap and hip hop lately about what is said.
Yeah.
Right? There's been a lot of pressure put on rap artists or hip hop artists to be conscious of what they're saying and how they're talking.
Yeah.
And what they're talking about. Is that something that you think about when you sit down to write something or, you know, compose something?
Yeah, of course. I always analyze my music before it touches the paper. I've been doing music in this style for a while now. And, I grew up in the hood and I grew up in, you know what I'm saying, coming from the mud, not having what everybody else has. So, my message
is... What spot in Virginia, specifically, if I may ask?
Where
in Virginia?
I grew up in Charlottesville.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I grew up in the Orange and Prospect.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I grew up in Orange and Prospect. So, if you're familiar with the city, you know where that area is at.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not a lot of things that's really granted to the urban community like that in the city. So, through my music, I like to teach lessons and like to teach people where I came from, you know? And it plays a major impact with the artists when we make music, because music controls the world.
Word.
And it can make somebody do something wrong if they listen to the wrong interpretation of the song. So,
yes.
It is us being role models out there to guide kids, because some of these kids don't have fathers. Like, I didn't have a father growing up. So we take different things and make it raise us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I feel about my own personal music.
And I also think, like, in this new era of information, I think that also... especially in hip hop, we are conscious of like how we are going to be remembered. You know, tweets don't go away unless we delete them, and even people delete them, you know, they still remember what you say. So it's important about what we say, yes, but how we say it what it means, like i.e. Kanye when he just says whatever, and you know, but you got it's about what you mean. So you have people like Royce da 5'9", you have people like Childish Gambino putting out This Is America, you have people like Nipsey.
Oh,
rest in power.
Yeah.
So it's like
very strong brother right there.
There are individuals that know that music is a vehicle and know that they can reach young black youth through this are not just talking about, you know, guns and throwing dollars at the strip club.
Yeah.
This is really a new renaissance.
New wave right now.
And I'm hoping that it will go to other genres of music, you know, because the way that...
Well, rock got to step it up because they are in the doldrums right now.
That rap and hip hop was commercialized, right? It kind of, for a long time, it got out of the hands of the people who created it, right? It was record labels telling people, oh, you have to say this, or the song has to be about this, or it's not going to sell.
Yeah.
And because you're in a record label,
industry plants,
and you know, just spent $10 million on your last tour and you got to pay them back, like artists felt like they had no choice.
Yeah.
Even if they wanted to do something different, they couldn't.
Sometimes you get trapped.
This
is part of it.
Right. But now with, you know, with Instagram and YouTube and all of the other platforms, like, you don't have to have a record deal
to sell
your music.
No.
The artist has control.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that becomes something that more artists take control of and really think about what they're putting out there, because, you know, these kids, they see you and they want to be like you.
Yeah. There's a lot of kids in the city that looks up to me from like fourth, fifth, sixth grade, like the youth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of older folks in the city older than me and kids my age, well, adults my age. But I have a lot of kids that look up to me. So I don't want to guide them around the wrong path. And I try to let them know, like, be a good kid. Always stay in school. Good grades. You know what I'm saying? Forget the internet and what the internet is talking about. You know what I'm saying? Just focus on your own life. Right. Don't worry about trying to impress the next kid just to have a friend. Because, come on, friends come and go. I mean, what your dreams, you know,
well,
what
and if they're really your lifetime. Friend, they're going to stay no matter
exactly,
what.
Yeah. Exactly. They're going to pick you up.
Seasons and lifetimes,
down.
Right?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Seasons and lifetimes. So, how long is the tour?
Well, the tour, we're going date to date right now. So, I'm still trying to figure out and land some dates for the actual tour. I do work a job. I do still have a 9-to-5.
No, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I can go on a 5 days tour, yeah, that'd be excellent. But right now, what I have coming up next, I have a radio interview down in North Carolina.
Okay.
I had two radio interviews, to be exact. I just left Livingston College for radio down here.
Wow.
Great turnout. You can find it on my YouTube channel and look at that if you want to. My next show would be in D.C. I got to ask my manager about the date and the place on that one. And then hopefully going
that
to
sounds
New
like
York.
An artist. Right. So like, I don't know.
I have creative control. But
I'm going to just be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me
there.
Where to be
What's
there.
Up, y'all? that's the artist,
no, that's
right?
Cool. That's so
but,
funny.
But you have a YouTube channel. You also have a website that everybody Absolutely. Can look and find out where your dates are. You know,
well, right now you can find me on Facebook. And I normally post statuses up very so often. But you can... contact me personally, or I will put up a post about what city and what state.
Awesome.
Next. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. Seriously, let me know when that date in D.C. is, because I still got friends in D.C.
Hey, I got family in D.C., so you know how it is. DMV,
yeah,
right?
They're going to come out.
Yeah, okay.
DMV.
Bless
I'll
them.
Let them know.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
Okay, I did bring y'all personal copies of the CD just to let everybody know. Everyone in here has a personal copy of the CD.
I'm so excited.
So can I dig into the song for just a moment?
Yes, sir.
Or at least can I ask a musical question,
okay,
or a production question. So, auto-tune. So I hear – so you affected your voice in the song. And when people – is it specifically auto-tune?
Well, when I first recorded the song, I made my voice do that a little bit. But the producer, which is a well-known producer in Charlotte by the name of Dope Man, shout out Dope Man for engineering the track, he added a tad bit of the auto-tune effect on there, which made it more spicy to my sense.
Mm-hmm. So, can you talk about your thoughts about affecting the voice? Because I come from I'm used to a musical tradition where it's like, because I'm old.
Okay,
right.
Brother, you young brother.
Aww.
You like to say experience,
right?
And okay, so, there you go, experience.
So I'm used to a musical tradition where like they try to produce the voice so it feels like you're right next to the voice, so it feels like it's just like the pure voice. Like you listen to your Aretha, you want to just hear.
Yeah.
Like
Aretha
voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So talk about the difference between that type of approach to the sound of voice and an approach where, okay, we're gonna mess with it, we're gonna tweak with it, we're gonna make the voice, you know, like you would do with any other instrument sound. We're gonna affect
we're doing a normal track with no effects on it. I mean, it sounds good, the quality's there, but adding effects to vocals sometimes it brings out the depth into the song or with the person and the feeling into the song. With the auto tune on that part, it made me feel good. I didn't have no bad things to say about it, and I mean, only thing that it should be turned down like a little bit. But I mean, other than that, I mean, because it's a lot of auto tune.
No, don't backpedal. I thought it had like a dreamy like effect.
Yeah,
to
it's a dreamy
it, you
effect.
Know,
yeah.
You're talking about your kids, and you think highly of your kids and heavenly and the stars and dreamy. I caught it. Don't try to fake it.
No, I'm not pedaling back.
There was a conscious choice in artistry.
Yeah,
I'm backing you up.
Yeah, but it's a lot
PR.
It's a lot of auto tune.
Was it a choice in the artistry or a choice in the production? Because sometimes, right?
Sometimes the producer hears something that I don't hear. So.
Right.
But that's why you have one, though.
Yeah.
That's why you have a producer.
And he's a great producer. Dope Man, you're a great producer, bro.
That's why you spend the extra money in the studio so you can talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
You can try it out.
Yeah.
You can lay it down. It's
yes,
a beautiful
sir.
Thing.
Not so, really. How long did it take you to. There are 12 songs on this album. How long did it take you to write and record all of them?
I've been working on this album for about a year and a half. It took me that long just because I wanted to have the right songs to put out to the label so they
hear.
I have multiple mixtapes, which you can find on Spinrella, but it took me like I said, a year and a half, and Game of All was probably the last piece to the puzzle of putting the thing. I made me feel like the album was good, but I just needed something that my heart wasn't giving out. Yeah, I was like, with my kids. Yeah. Like, here's the motivation to push me to put my music out there.
And usually that's the, for no pun intended, that's the banger.
Yeah.
Where you have that song that's a departure from the original to and you know, matching the feel of the album.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think you gave your all on this.
Thank you, brother.
I'm gonna end on a dad joke.
That's okay. That's all right.
We'd like to thank Brandon Lee Banga and Amelia Williams for being in the show.
Bless.
Clinton, I love you. Leslie, I love you.
Love you too, David.
All right. Much love.
Much love, Dave.
Sunday morning wake-up call is next. We'll be back next week. I hope so. And we out.
Yeah. Peace.
Yes, you have been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Thank our guests. Any complaints?
You hear laugh.
Good.
We tuned in. Talk to the camera if you want.
Yes. Any complaints should go to our attorneys at the Lisping Law Firm of Oberman, Tarkerman, Munson and Burke.
You'd hate to see a younger nigga fly fresh air.
Our opening music is by Spit It Out, Inc. Our middle music is by Positive Collective. This is Lee Banga as we go out. We will see you guys next week.
Yeah. I'm on the way through the money walk. Yeah, I want a bag.
Run it up.
I love the way that you run them out. Sass in your bag. I love the way I feel like I'm in a movie. I jump in the Jag. I'm on the way on a new level when I'm making them mad. I'm on the way, that was the plug, slow. She on the way, that was the plug, shawty. Couple hundred on my neck and pinky, and I'm dripping, looking like the ocean.
Wavy.
All eyes on me like I'm Pac, but some of these bitches be nosy. I jump in the Rover.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.